got my main man.
What up, y'all? Grizzle.
Grizzopolis.
We got social media man, McColt. Behind the glass, we got Redbeard.
Hey, Grizz, we got some special guests tonight, man.
Tell the people who we got.
We got Big Boy. What's up, Big Boy up top?
Big Boy in the house from Arizona.
A.K.A. J1.
J1, baby, not J5. All right, we got The Rock.
Ah, what's going on, fellas? Rock from Eastside Buffalo. Let's go.
Eastside Mayor,
what's going on, man?
Can't call it. One day at a time. Let's go.
Dude, I'll tell you, that intro was forced. I am feeling it after that loss, guys. This was a big week, too. Hyped up. I think this was the biggest week, too, ever in the Bills' history. And the only thing Brady deflated was the Bills and the entire Bills fan base.
Are you feeling emotional?
I'm feeling cut, baby.
I don't know how you could be because, you know, the negatives, we're going to talk about those first from the game yesterday.
Yeah.
I mean, whew, the overly emotional. It's like you can't have any emotions left after the outpouring on the field yesterday. I mean, these guys were running around just chaotic. It was sloppy. It was undisciplined.
Yeah.
I mean, let's talk penalties for a second, right?
We're talking 14 penalties.
14 penalties for a buck 40.
Wow.
How are you going to win a football game with 14 penalties for 140 yards? And then you look at Tyrod, I mean, week one, the dude was cool as ice. We're going up against the Colts, playing up against Andrew Luck. He looked phenomenal, right? Yesterday, for me, I felt like for most of the game, with the exception of maybe at the end, and maybe that first drive, he was looking just quick, you know, just not poised back there, not making the greatest of decisions. I'm like, man, where did Tyrod Flyrod go to in this last week? You know, was it the emotion? And it makes you wonder, I think, with that just the hype, the excitement, is there a place for it in the game? What do you guys think?
Yeah, I feel like it's definitely a place for it, to a certain extent. I mean, I just feel like they just talk too much. They talk too much and they didn't focus on the game itself. When you talk too much, I always kind of see it like you got two people that you scared, you know, that you got one person that you're always scared of. You're always scared of the person who's real quiet because you don't know what to expect. But when you talk so much, that's the person that everybody wants to attack. And that's what New England did. They attacked them.
I'll tell you, man. You know, the Bills said themselves, Stephon Gilmore, he says, we were too hyped for the Patriots. You got Kyle Williams saying, our lack of composure is inexcusable. You know what? I'm good with that. I'm good if you back it up. But if you're Marcel Darius calling out the Patriots, saying everybody hates them, you got Rex Ryan calling them out, saying pretty much the same thing, I kind of like that. You know what I mean? It's like, yeah, finally, like, Buffalo's been kicked around for how many decades now? Finally, we got a franchise that's willing to, like, man up. The only problem is they didn't back it up. That's where I got a problem. What do you think, Big Boy?
Now, I would say that Tyrod Taylor, to say he was kind of quit, he had 23 out of 30 completions. Now, the man is getting rushed. The line ain't holding it on. And he did his thing, whether it be in the pocket, even though he had three interceptions, whether it be in the pocket, he still completed 23 passes out of 30. I'm good with that. What I didn't like is the interceptions, but a few of them was tipped balls, which is not on the quarterback. That's on the man to catch the ball. When your hands touch it, catch the ball. That's all they have to do. So I got to go with the man. He was holding his composure in the pocket when he was there.
That's where I got to disagree with you. I mean, yesterday, what I saw from him, especially, again, that the first drive, he looked nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
End of the game, he looked nice. I'm telling you, man, the end of the first quarter, up through the third quarter especially, I saw quicker foot movements than I saw in week one, just looking kind of antsy back there. And there were several sacks that he took. Yes, some of it was line play. But I don't know if you noticed, several sacks that he took, like, he was running into the Patriots guys, the defenders, instead of really stepping up into the pocket that was there available for him. It was just kind of weird to watch. Like, I hate to say, you know, to bring back bad memories of Kyle Orton.
Come on, man.
Some of the disgusting things we had to watch. But it was just puzzling to me after seeing him again preseason week one. It was puzzling to me just seeing him just look quick at certain points in the game, you know?
Okay. But do you want him to be another Michael Vick? Or another Colin Kaepernick, or somebody that's constantly running out of the pocket and not giving their receivers a chance to get open.
That's what I'm saying, Big Boy.
Because they got the speed.
I'm telling you, who I want him to be is Tyrod Taylor. That's who I want him to be.
Exactly. But that's the thing. I think that's Tyrod Taylor. You want to be a pocket passer? You want him to use those feet? I think if you want him to use those feet, you got to expect he might pull it down a little too quick once in a while.
I want him to be Russell Wilson. Let's just say that. Okay? Russ, he's a smart decision maker.
He's been looking shaky this year.
Yeah.
It's all good, though. My man's been to the Super Bowl 2 years in a row. I mean, you got to give him some props. Mm-hmm. What I'm looking for is, in these weeks to come, does Tyrod, you know, gain his composure some more? Does he make a little bit better decision-making as he gets more experience as the starter? I mean, he's two games into being a starter, you know? So what I'm looking for is that I just see him settle down. I see him make a little better decisions. And I think it comes back on Rex, too, you know, with just the overly emotional play. I think you got to teach your guys the whole, you know, oh, we're going to build a bully. That's great.
Yeah.
But there's some bullies that are just stupid.
Yeah.
And there's some bullies out there, right? Like we've been in school that are smart. You know what I mean? They know how not to get caught. They're not like just up in people's grill, just, you know, getting in trouble. Like they know how to be smart about it, right? And I think that Rex has got to teach his players for a big game like this. It's good to have a certain amount of excitement. But once it goes over the edge, you're really killing yourself. And it's going to come back to bite him in the butt.
You know, I don't even know why we're talking about Tyrod Taylor in the offense. Because, come on, dude, where was the Bills' defense? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I mean, how much money did we sink into that defensive line? Mm-hmm. We built that defense so we could take out Tom Brady.
Yeah.
He drops back 59 times. How many sacks do we get on him?
Two.
Are you kidding me? What a joke.
Yeah.
I mean, how many picks did we get? Right. It's silent in here because we got none.
Totally none.
I mean, we built this defense for the sole purpose to take down Tom Brady, and where were they? They were a no-show. Mr. Big Stuff, you think he'd be coming off hungry?
Yeah.
He sits out the first game. He got one tackle.
Yeah.
He didn't even get a sack. Where was Mr. Big Stuff? He's letting rookies take him out. I mean, that's what I want to talk about. I want to talk about the Bills' defense. What do you guys think? Where the heck were they?
Had me struggling. You have over $250 million in four guys in front of you.
Pay me $1 million. I'll get a sack.
Listen, I will bite their legs.
I'll try to get a sack.
You are not getting a sack.
I'll try.
Okay. Maybe I'll go through their legs. But $250 million.
You'll be out the first
place. And four guys. Three of them are Pro Bowlers, and the fourth one should have been in the Pro Bowl. There's no excuses. And you're going against rookies and undrafted free agents in the interior of the guys. Okay? The only one I can say out of the four that actually showed me some type of heart was the oldest guy that's on the line. Kyle Williams, coming off the line, the only person, and he got double teamed. So that means you got Marcell Dareus that you just got finished paying over $100 million for, $60 million guaranteed, and then he got one tackle.
I'll tell you, man, it was struggling out there. It was just struggling to watch.
It was not impressive, I will give you that. It was not what it's supposed to be for the amount of money these guys are making. However, I will say this. Did you catch on the telecast that Tom Brady was quoted as saying, anytime he gets pressure, he's just going to throw it at his running back's feet? So, how are they supposed to just magically get sacks if you've got one of the...
If you've got one
of the smartest quarterbacks in the history of the game, sensing the pressure and just getting rid of the football, if he knows it's coming...
Irrelevant! Irrelevant. He dropped 466 yards on the Bills. Irrelevant.
Right. But you're talking stats that they only had two sacks, blah, blah, blah. Okay. Well, it's going to be hard to sack the guy if he's not hanging on to the football, right?
Oh my gosh. How many times did he throw it at his running back's feet?
How many times?
Several.
Several times.
I'll give you the stats.
So it had more than three yards.
Fact check. Big boy, what do you think?
Okay. Everybody is on their defense. About how they was unorganized and didn't pressure him enough and only got two late sacks in the late quarters. But I'm saying this. If I agree with you that he's throwing it at his running back's feet, because if he wasn't getting pressured like that at all, he wouldn't have went to a West Coast offense. And that was dropping off. He'd run up, drop off, and let his guys do the work and get the yardage. So it wasn't him. He's a smart quarterback. He didn't stay in the pocket. He had to fight his way out. He had to rush throws. That's the defense doing their job. They was unorganized in the beginning of the game. I got to give you that. But they didn't get any interceptions, but I definitely say that they went in there and pressured this guy as much as they could to their ability.
The defense was poor, but let's find Tom Brady's incompletions. I don't have that on hand, but 38 of 59. You tell me, where did the 21 incompletions come from?
He's got 38.
Tell me where the 21 incompletions came from.
He dropped 466, dude.
Tell me where the 21 incompletions came from.
From the pressure of the defense.
Okay. You're passes. Asking how many were thrown at their feet. Okay. I'm saying he's got 21 incomplete passes.
Okay, so you're saying the Bills D did show up? Okay.
I just said because Brady they were poor, but you're telling me about stats. Okay. You're telling me they only had two sacks. If he's getting rid of the ball, how are you supposed to sack him if the quarterback's getting rid of the ball?
If you
want
to go to the running back stats. If you want to go back to the running back stats, why don't you look at the running backs at how many times they were targeted and how many times they caught the ball. Okay, if you want to go towards the stats. Okay, I'm just trying to tell you is that if you see that your running back is going and getting it in a flare route or however you're going to get it, okay, you conform and you get your defense to be able to watch out for that. Okay? So most of those passes down the seam was Gronk, was Edelman, was Amendola.
Amendola got in on
all
it.
Day. Okay? So you can keep on telling what you want to say. But who was checking Gronk going down the middle?
But I guarantee you those passes was not down the field. Those passes was going across the field or on the sideline.
Did you not see how he was carrying people down the middle for 117 receiving yards, Gronk? Are you kidding me? Did you see Dobson?
But they was
where did he even come from? How many receivers? I think he threw to 9 different people, I think, what it was.
Again, they was going across the field. They was not down the field.
They were not going. They were going across the field?
Yes, they
were going across the field.
Yes, exactly. They were going across the field or to the sidelines to out of bounds.
Why are we arguing? They gave up over 40 points. Who cares? They stunk.
466 yards.
Are you kidding me?
How many yards does the running back get out of that 466 yards?
Wait. I do got to ask you guys a question, though. Real quick. Did it seem like the left side of the field to the flat always was open? You always had a dude crossing the middle to the left of the field, catching the ball, and run up the left sideline. What the heck was going on over there? It seemed like, I don't know, maybe someone kept taking Gilmore deep, and then someone just come underneath wide open?
Yep.
I don't know, man. Gronk? Oh, my gosh.
Is that the D-line's fault?
I'm just saying defense. The defense now. I'm moving on.
Well, I thought we were talking about the D-line.
Sacks.
All I know is about the D-line.
We were talking about how much money the D-line makes.
Our $250 million D-line got two sacks. That's all I'm saying.
Two sacks.
But why?
Because they're horrible.
Two reasons. One, they had a bad game.
Great.
Have you ever had a bad game?
No.
Woo!
You heard it here.
You come on my side.
716 Rock.
You come on my side.
Yes, again, they had a bad game.
Left side.
Shut your mouth. They had a bad game, okay? Do you hear me, Patron?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I am saying they had a bad game. Now,
they had
listen.
A bad game he
now,
plays to. They were
shut
horrible.
Shut your mouth. They had a bad game, and you've got probably, arguably, the greatest quarterback of all time getting rid of the football quickly.
Hey.
You've got holes in the secondary. You've got improper coaching and calls on the defense.
That's Swiss cheese in the
That's
secondary.
A lot of bad stuff at one time.
That's a big old combination of problems. It's not just how much money is the D-line making and why aren't they getting sacks.
You can't tell me that all four guys, three Pro Bowlers, are all having bad games.
I'm wrapping this up. This is going nowhere fast. All I'm going to say, I'm just going to say one thing as I wrap this up. We shut down Aaron Rodgers. We shut down Peyton Manning. We shut down Andrew Luck. All I'm going to say is next time we play Brady in Foxborough during prime time, it's going to be hard to do, but I would love to see a little bit more production out of my D-line.
Yep, I agree.
All I'm going to say, that'd be great. If we can do that, that might turn a game, make it a little bit more competitive. Hey, I got a question for you guys. Who caught the Jim Rome show today?
Nope.
Missed it.
Redbeard, you watch it?
What did we miss?
I heard about a half hour.
Oh, my gosh. I'm driving in downtown Buffalo, enjoying my beautiful city, you know, that I call home. I'm down by Canal Side. Beautiful day. I tuned into Jim Rome. It was ugly. I'll tell you what, guys. The entire sports nation right now is pooping on Buffalo, New York. You know what I'm saying? The truth is, we hyped up this game. This was the biggest Week 2 game ever we hyped with the Bills. I mean, we're selling football pumps at the stadium. Okay? You know, the Bills are bringing in Guinness World Book of Records. to measure the stadium noise.
That made no sense.
All right, you got Marcel Darius, you got Rex talking big, the whole team spouting off. You got the Bills Mafia going bonkers. You should have heard some of these emails Jim Rome was getting. I mean, just nasty. Not just nasty towards the Bills, Bills Mafia, but Buffalo in general. I mean, nasty. Mm. Nasty. All the pain we've endured for decades, the ups and the downs, a lot of downs. I mean, just getting ripped to shreds. Mm. I want to ask you guys, based on our behavior this past week, collective behavior, right? Us, Bills Mafia, 716 Rocks, the Buffalo Bills. Is it deserved or not? Do we deserve our week of shame or not? Can we just say, hey, guys, chill. We're just having fun.
I'm going to say no, not at all. This is the beginning. Them guys came and showed and proved. To me, that was a championship game. If they went hard all the way through. They didn't give up. They didn't let them guys just run over them. They came back from all the way to 32 points after they missed two point possessions where they could have made up on those points. Mm-hmm. And them guys went hard all the way in. So I'm proud of them. I wouldn't have it any other way. If you had to replay the game, I would have said just kick a field goal. But other than that, them guys really showed up and tried to make the game what it was, not just let Patriots walk in and walk out like they did anyways.
Cool, fair enough.
I feel like they misrepresented Buffalo. The reason why I say that is that
the mayor's dropping knowledge.
And the reason why I say that more so than anything is that if you get a penalty from your bench,
that's true.
When's the last time you ever heard your bench getting a penalty? You never hear of it.
We just hired Rex Ryan though, so I mean.
But it's still your bench. It's still your bench, and like you got a penalty. So I mean,
why haven't we heard? Who have we had coaching these emotionless puppets on the sideline the last 15 years? Okay. That's why we haven't heard of it.
So
I don't care. So, I don't like the penalty.
Okay,
on the sideline.
So the penalties over 150 yards. So that's a field and a half.
140.
And we're wondering. Oh, okay, 140. Thanks for the correction. So we're wondering why we lost. So that's basically a touchdown and a punt return, literally, you know, over, you know, it makes no sense. And they, you know, they misrepresented us. They just talk too much. A lot of times you can talk a little bit, okay. You know what I mean? You can talk a little bit, you know, get a little, you know, ruffle a little feathers or things of that nature. But then sometimes you just got to be quiet and play the game.
All right, so Big Boy is saying we do not deserve our week of shame. The mayor, The Rock, is saying we deserve our week of shame. What do you think, Riz?
We're going with a hybrid answer here.
Okay? All right. Drop it like it's hot.
The Buffalo Bills completely represented our city. So do we deserve it? Yes, we do. Hear me out. Think about the city of Buffalo, New York. I mean, just think of our community.
Got some good chicken wings.
Think of our community, man. Think of how one of the biggest strengths of living here is the support. You know, I mean, we get behind our sports teams for as many years as they've been bad.
Win, lose, or draw.
Right? And even off the field or off the ice, whatever it may be, we support causes and it's that family, like, just that hope that it's always going to be better. We can make the best of it, right? And I think that's what the Bills did. They did what this city is all this, like, build up. We're going to believe, we're going to believe, we're going to believe. And you know what? They failed. They lost the game. Do they deserve it? Sure. And I think that a biggest thing I take away from that whole dynamic is, like, your strength can become your weakness. You know what I'm saying? Like, one of the biggest strengths is that support and that hope. But when it gets too much, when the hype becomes too much, then it becomes a weakness. And you fall flat on your face. It gets the best of you. So I think, yeah, they represented our city quite well. Do we deserve to be hated on? Sure. But you know what? We're in the news, fellas.
Hey.
Jim Rome, who did he just spend 2 hours talking about?
Bills Mafia, baby.
Let's go.
Woo!
We're talking about the Buffalo Bills.
That's what I'm talking
about. I don't care. It's only week two. Haters gonna hate. Let's get it on.
Bills got a bill, baby. Woo! Here we go. I tell you, man, I get behind it. I think it was fun. It was a fun week, guys. I had fun last week.
It was a great
whatever. You wanna try to chop us at the kneecap? No problem. I don't care. We're coming back week three. Squish the fish.
That's right.
That's what I'm talking
about.
Old
school. All right. You know what? Let's move on to some positives. We may not have many, but it's all good. Sammy Watkins, he got involved in the offense. You got to feel good about that, right?
Yeah.
6 receptions, 60 yards, a touchdown late in the game. Nice little catch. Pass to him at the end in the end zone there. That's one of the positives. What else you got, Nate?
Man, I'm looking at Tyrod Taylor. I know we're talking about happy feet in the pocket, but I'll tell you what. You know, he goes 23 for 30, 242 yards. He throws 3 TDs, and he does a QB draw. He rushes for a QB, you know, for a touchdown. I'll tell you what. He made some plays. When's the last time that we had a quarterback in Buffalo that, like, you know, how many touchdowns did he get last week? 2 touchdowns. He got 4 touchdowns this week. When's the last time we had a guy that could just take off from the 10-yard line and just make, you know, score a touchdown on his feet? That was cool. And some of those, I'll tell you, that ball to Sammy Watkins, that was a pretty ball down the left side. There's a couple other plays, you know, leading up to that. I think it was the one to Woods. He rolls out to the left and on the throw. You know, he's running left. He's running, and on the throw, he zips it 20 yards down the sideline in the woods to pick up a huge gain. And when was the last time we had a quarterback that was doing stuff like that? You know what? Tyrod, he's fun to watch. He's going to have mistakes. He's a fifth-year guy, but he's playing like a rookie.
Yeah.
A little bit of I'm having fun with Tyrod. I think as long as he keeps the progress up, he's showing flashes, I'm having a good time. I thought that was a big positive.
Yeah.
You got your negatives, a lot of them. You got your positives. There's a few of them in there to take away from this game. I think what we got to ask, what do you guys think? Does this week's performance against New England, does it change your outlook on this team? Does it change your season predictions?
No, I mean, totally not. The reason why I say that is that we just got finished playing the Super Bowl champions, and we lost by 8 points.
They probably cheated.
Right? I'm pretty sure they cheated a couple times. You brought somebody off the bench, and, you know. But, no, but we literally lost by 8 points. We shot ourselves in both feet to the point that we were crawling across the field. I feel very strong that we have a great playoff-bound team. I feel like the next time we play them is going to be a completely different ball game. And they just got to come out, you know, intense but humble at the same time and just keep it all in. So when they, you know, are doing their roar, they're actually knocking somebody on their behind. I feel like that's what I get out of that.
What do you think, big boy?
I would definitely have to agree. I still feel like we're a playoff competition, and we do have the key guys to take it all away. The thing is, we got to stay healthy. That's my main concern with them. A lot of teams out there, they do have what it takes to be a playoff competition, but the problem is half of these guys can't stay healthy to save their lives. So if they are more organized with their defense, more pressure, don't be scared to rush the quarterback 100% of the time and get in there and get down and dirty in the mud, then I do believe that they're going to be there to take it to at least the playoff level.
All right.
Yeah.
Patron, what you got, man?
I mean, I'm feeling bullish, baby. I'm feeling bullish on the Bills. I like it. You know, I felt low yesterday. I got to be honest. I felt emotionally low. I felt deflated. You know what I mean? It was a tough loss. A lot of hype leading up to it. But you know what? We're 1-1. Mm-hmm. We're going down to Miami. I mean, Miami got kind of beat up this past weekend. I mean, Tannehill got roughed up a little bit. Lamar Miller. I don't know if they're going to be dealing with health issues next week. I think that's a winnable game for sure. I'm still feeling pretty good. I mean, I agree with Big Boy. We're going to be playoff contenders for sure. And, hey, as long as we get that foot in the door at the end of the season, let's see how far we can go. But I feel like they got a lot of the pieces to be successful. I like that they got a little beat up. I think it's nice to see with the Bills that their veterans are saying, hey, especially Kyle Williams, he was saying pretty much this was a teachable moment. Mm-hmm. Not just for the young guys, but for the old guys too.
Yeah.
Because some of these old guys, they haven't been on teams where there was this high of an expectation for them. Not only from outside the organization, but within the organization. Mm. Where they actually have a head coach that expects greatness from them. And an owner. So I think this is really going to be a learning experience, and I think I'm going to see a lot of good football from here on out.
I got to say, man, it doesn't change my perspective on this team one bit. I go back to Aaron Rodgers. Remember was a year or two ago when they started out poorly, and he's telling people in Green Bay, he's like, guys, relax. Mm-hmm. We're going to be all right. Exactly. And I feel like, man, watching the game yesterday, I got people heads down, feeling like, you guys stink. This is, I'm like, you know what? It's just time to relax. We are a completely different team. I mean, just think of the offense. It's a completely new look. Completely new quarterback. Woo. We got McCoy, Harvin, Clay, a completely new coaching staff. This is week two. It's a team.
Yeah.
It's going to take time to build what needs to be built.
Absolutely.
The QB, right? He's young. It's only his second game. I think he shows promise. There's no question in my mind. I heard rumblings yesterday during the game, right? Put Castle in. What? Are you serious? That's ridiculous. There is no question in my mind that regardless of some of the weaknesses that Tyrod may have, whether he should be in the game or be our... I mean, we got nothing better right now. You know what I mean? And we all want Brady, but listen, it's not like there's just 20 of them sitting out there for us to just, oh yeah, let's just go pick up another Tom Brady. You know what I mean? Like, we can win with Tyrod. He just needs to be developed a little bit. Stuff has to gel, come together on the offense. The defense got to take care of their piece. I'm not worried about it. And I just think the game of football in general, think last year, do you guys remember week four? Patriots versus the Chiefs. Anybody remember the outcome of that game?
Yeah,
I'm talking about your Super Bowl champion Patriots. They got romped 41-14 by the Kansas City Chiefs.
And that could have easily been us.
You know what I'm saying? Like game of football. You go back to 2010. The Jets got romped by New England in the regular season. They came back second round of playoffs. Oh, who won that game? The New York Football Jets against the number one seeded New England Patriots. The defense didn't play well. You know what? It happens. Let's talk about the 8-8 New York Giants. They had some pretty pathetic games that season, but yet they went on to win a Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? It's like, we got to relax.
Hey, Tampa Bay won. Jacksonville won.
I'm just saying.
Washington won.
I'm just saying.
You know
listen,
what I mean?
We've got
football.
Reason to be hopeful. We don't have to say, oh, the performance yesterday dictates that now the Bills are going to finish, you know, 4-12, and it's the same old thing. No. Everybody just needs to relax. Shut your mouth. Just let it play out. It's going to be all good. All
right? Right. I hear you, man.
Let's move on, man. Let's talk about our section of a segment that we like to do, the top tweets from the game.
Come on up here, McCole. You're up, baby. Come on. Join the big table. Join the big boys.
All right. Well, we got Tommy Joya. And I don't know if any of you guys heard the hashtag things Tom Brady does. Hilarious. But Tommy Joya, at Tommy Joya, tweets out, he works out with Richard Simmons. Ooh. Hashtag things Tom Brady does. Another one, Kevin O'Neill, WGRZ, at Kevin Buffalo. He says, Tom Brady has all six seasons of Pretty Little Liars on DVD. Hashtag things Tom
and
Brady.
Those aren't Giselle's.
Kevin O'Neill's great, man. He's always great for a few good tweets during the game.
The funny thing is, he knew how many seasons there was.
Oh!
Pretty Little Liars. So.
Calling you out.
Hilarious.
Yeah, so, I got one. Hey, McColt, man. One of your tweets had some legs yesterday. A mini virus. Mini viral, baby. Common cold. What'd you get? About 80-plus retweets and favors, huh?
Yeah, something like that.
You want to read that one for us? What does Tom Brady do?
Tom Brady, he just eats chicken wings with a fork. I don't get it.
And knife.
And a knife.
My dad did that. He used to clean those suckers, man. There wasn't a shred of organic material on that bone. It was amazing what he could do with a fork and knife.
Oh, great. That's great stuff. Thanks for those tweets. Right. Keep the tweeting going, baby.
Tweet the tweet, baby.
Tweet it out. Tweet the tweets. Twitter the Twitter. Make it happen.
All right. To wrap up this segment, one last thing, fellas. It's time for the Man Crush moment of the week. Man Crush Mondays. All right. This is where we pick them. You guys vote them. So what do we got for nominees this week, fellas? McColt, let's start with you.
Man, I got Sean Lee. Linebacker for the Cowboys, 14 tackles, interception in the end zone yesterday against the terrible-looking Eagles. I mean, I'm impressed. You know, came back from a torn ACL last year. That dude is just all around the ball. Love him.
Man crush.
All right, Grizz, what do you got for us?
Well, I'm just going to throw that out there that this man sitting behind the microphone is crushed.
Ooh.
I'm crushed after that defeat yesterday, but it's all good.
All good.
So I'm voting myself for the man crush.
Man. Woo! Wow. Yes! Prepared. Yes!
That is like, yeah, I gotta boo that
this
one.
This man is crushed. Come on, Bills. Pick it up.
Self-proclaimed nominee. I mean, you can't nominate yourself.
I can do whatever I want. It's America.
Yo, man. That's a self-proclaimed nickname. That's deluxe, son. All right, what do you got, Mayor?
I got my 115th fantasy draft pick, Larry Fitzgerald, my 32-year-old gentleman I got right there. He's got 112 yards on 3 touchdowns, unstoppable. Mm. Let's go. Let's say that old man can't play any football.
Old man.
That was a legitimate man crush. The way Rock was talking about
his
it.
His eyes were lighting
my
up.
My man holding his hand.
115th pick.
Long strolls on the beach.
Arizona Cardinals. Wow.
My favorite thing about Fitzgerald is he was on my opponent's bench this week.
Oh. Yes. Boom, yeah. Shakalaka.
Redbeard will vote for that one. What do you got, big boy? You got
something? I'm going to go with Antonio Brown this week.
Antonio Brown.
Antonio Brown.
This just in. Resbeards. Is now known as Big Boy.
He didn't hear it.
Yes. Big Boy Redbeard.
I've been called worse.
All right, Resbeard.
I'm going to go with Antonio Brown. Now, it's not exactly a victory to get this line against San Francisco, but the thing is, he's done it twice in a row. He's had 2 9 reception, 100-plus yards, and a touchdown 2 weeks in a row, and he added a 2-point conversion this week. So I'm going to go with number 84, Antonio Brown.
All right.
Antonio.
All right, what do you got, Big Boy?
All right, I'm going to go with my man, D'Angelo Williams from Pittsburgh.
Oh! Woo!
He has stepped up from Le'Veon Bell missing. He has stepped up tremendously, and it's looked like he can very well much lead the team just as Le'Veon Bell.
All right. All right, and for my man crush moment of the week, I'm going to throw it out there, fellas, Doug Whaley.
What?
Doug Whaley. Who got hurt on the Eagles?
Kiko!
Hey. Kiko, I'm a big Kiko fan, but my man's got a potential ACL tear. I mean, if Kiko goes out the rest of the season, and we got Shady McCoy staying healthy, I mean, look, this man crush, it's to be determined. I know Kiko's got an MRI tomorrow, so we'll find out if he tore it or not. But if he tore it in week 2, I mean, that could have been him on the Bills.
And Fred Jackson fumble.
So we got Shady, you know what I mean? So because of that trade, it might be a little bit premature. We might not know for sure until tomorrow. But you know what? I'm nominating Whaley for my man crush.
The man that was cold as ice to Freddie Jackson.
Well, that's a different story.
I like it, though. I like it.
Psychological help.
Hey, talent got upgraded. You see Carlos Williams?
You need psychological help.
Hey, did I mention Freddie Jackson's on the show next week, Nate?
That's my throwback jersey, man. I love that jersey.
Oh. Man crush.
All right, guys, we'll post it. You vote him. We'll let you know the winner next week. Hey, Mayor, Eastside Mayor, man, Rock, thanks for joining, bro.
Yes, sir.
Big boy.
Yes,
great
sir.
Having you on.
House. Thank you.
All the guests on the show, season predictions, overall record for the season. What do you predict for the Bills before we close out here?
I got 11-5.
11-5. Big boy, what you got?
I think they're going to have to definitely do at least 12. I mean, that's pushing it, but I do have faith in them to step up. Their defense is cold if they keep it organized, and the offense could definitely go off the Richter scale.
All right. I think McColt's ratcheted them up to like 13-3 by now.
No, 3 people so far this year, 12-4. They're on board.
All right. Let's go.
Let's see what happens.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. 716 Rocks. Make sure you check us out on Twitter at 716 Rocks and check out our Facebook page, 716 Rocks. All right, until next week, go Bills and squish the fish.